And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere and get a chance to hear from you, our listeners. Lee Hill, our digital media guy, is here as always. Hey, Lee, what's up?
Hey, Michelle. Well, your commentary this week about race and how it still plays a role in how we interpret the world touched off a candid conversation online. Now, blogger Diana posted to that forum, and here's what she had to say.
As a white middle-aged woman, I admit that my reaction to discussions about race is shame and fear. In the same way that I feel fearful and ashamed talking about money, death, and sex. I worry, though, that the silence that comes with shame and fear can easily be confused with bigotry and its source hatred. I'm not a hater. I'm a chicken.
Well, thank you, Diana, for that. But I'd say your post proves that you're not chicken. Moving forward, people across the country took notice after a violent protest in Oakland that happened after a white law enforcement officer fatally shot an unarmed black man on a subway platform. We talked to an Oakland business owner whose place was vandalized during that protest, and after that conversation, we heard this from Gloria, who also lives in Oakland.
I think what people saw with what's happened over the last couple of weeks is obviously not just justified outrage over this incident on the BART, but the culmination of long-time frustration that Oakland residents have had over our crime and violence rate and the seeming inability of both the police force and the city council and the mayor to really do anything about it, and the community to do anything about it and to say, we won't stand for this anymore. So I really hope we're able to move to a more positive place, but I just don't know if we're there yet.
Thanks, Gloria. Well, we also have an update on that story. We reported earlier that the officer involved had since resigned from the police department where he was employed. But on Tuesday, we learned that he was arrested on murder charges and he has entered a plea of not guilty. We're keeping a close eye on this story, and I'm sure we'll come back to it soon. Now on to another recent segment from this week. We talked with young adults having a hard time finding work in their field. We titled it Young, Educated, and Unemployed. Now, Michelle Algery wrote to us, and she didn't have much sympathy for the ladies in the conversation.
I was worried about that.
But she did offer advice, though, so let's listen.
Perhaps the ladies that live in New York, especially as expensive as it is to live there, may want to humble themselves and take that second look at that barista gig at Starbucks while looking to pursue their dream job.
Thanks, Algery. Why do I have the feeling, Lee, that Algery has shared this advice with her own kids?
Or with herself.
Exactly. Finally, Barack Obama, of course, will be sworn in as our next president. On Tuesday, we asked folks to tell us their plans for the inauguration. We heard some very touching stories about journeys to Washington with loved ones. But Lee, this voicemail message from our comment line probably takes the cake.
Hi, my name is Jason from Alexandria, Virginia, and I'm going to Costa Rica for the inauguration. I'll be on the beach sipping a piña colada. Congratulations, President Obama.
Well, thank you, Jason, for sharing and have a little sip for us. And thank you, Lee.
I hope it's warm there. Thank you, Michelle.
Remember, with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. To tell us more about what you think, you can call our comment line at 202-842-3522. That number again is 202-842-3522. Please remember to leave your name. And of course, you can also go to the Tell Me More page at npr.org and blog it out.